This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now we'll turn to Somalia and the Horn of Africa. You'll recall headlines in recent years about an Islamist insurgency, piracy, and a terrible famine. America is home to as many as 150,000 Somali-born residents. Today, the British Prime Minister is hosting a conference in London on Somalia's future, where there's been some progress on economic rebuilding. The BBC's Anne Soy joins us from the Somali capital, Mogadishu. Anne, good morning.
Good morning to you, David.
Give us a sense of how bad the situation is in Somalia.
Today is a very lovely city with people going about their businesses, women selling meat by the roadside. No petrol stations here, really. Fuel being sold in jerrycans. But it is rebuilding. A lot of reconstruction work is going on.
How does a country go about doing this rebuilding when it comes to its economy? It's going to need more than just an influx of money from foreign donors in the fullness of time.
That is right. But for now, that is what this government is relying on. It doesn't have a tax collection structure in place. Basically, everyone who does business here doesn't pay any tax to government. So it's a broke government. So without donor money, it cannot move anything. But there are many people coming back to Somalia. Those who fled the war are coming back and starting businesses. And they are very optimistic about the returns.
Before you can achieve full economic security, the country will need national security, the rule of law, people feeling more safe. Where are we on those security issues?
Of course, security is a very big issue, even for the business community here. But the government is slowly rebuilding the police force as well as the military with the help, of course, of the African Union forces. And the UN Security Council may be taking over the security here. And slowly, the city is coming back to that state of peace where many cities in the world enjoy.
The BBC's Anne Soy speaking with us from the Somali capital of Mogadishu. Anne, thank you.
You're welcome.